and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, if you are a saved person, I trust that there's been a time, and I pray that it is even right now that you're studying the Word of God. Well, you're here with me, and we're studying together. But you evidently know, if you've read the Bible, you know that in the beginning, the earth was without form and void. God said that after that, he said, let there be light, and there was light. Well, that's the beginning. And what I'd like for us to look at as we start looking at from the beginning to the beginning, I'd like for us to think about something called dispensations. And I've entitled this, From the Beginning to the Beginning. Once again, in the beginning, we know that the earth was without form and void, and there was darkness over the face of the deep. And then God said, let there be light. And then later on, we're seeing, to the beginning, a new heaven and a new earth. I'd like for us to take a dispensational walk and walk through the dispensations that we're going to study about right now. We're going to start that, and we're going to see the difference in dispensations. Well, if you ask 10 people, what the meaning of the word dispensation is, or how many dispensations there are, you will more than likely get at least 6 different answers. Well, some believe there are 7 dispensations, and one person that believed that was C.I. Schofield, the Schofield Bible. You know, he was the author of the Schofield Bible. Well, God is the author of the Bible, but C.I. Schofield, he put footnotes within that and called the Schofield Bible. Well, some believe there are 8 dispensations. This would be Clarence Larkin is one of them, and he was a man who studied the Word of God. Well, some believe there are no dispensations. Some believe there are some dispensations, and others believe there are none. Well, since I'm the one who's taking us from the beginning to the beginning, I'll tell you what I believe. I believe what a dispensation is, and I'm going to tell you that, and that there are 9 dispensations. As we study, you'll gain insight as to why I believe there are 9 dispensations. You say, well, you think you're smarter than these other people. No, I don't. I believe that as a Bible studier, as one who studies the Word of God, that God has given me the insight of seeing 9 dispensations. And whether or not a person agrees with me or not, that's not up to me. But that's up to the individual to get into the Word of God and make their own decision as to how God leads them. You may agree or disagree with my definition and the number that I've said, but I trust you will be in agreement with me about the importance of the study of dispensationalism. Well, a dispensation, first of all, is not certain things. A dispensation, first of all, is not a different means of salvation. Some people believe that dispensationalism teaches a different means of salvation. Well, that's not true. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says this, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Joel chapter 2 and verse 32 says, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered," or saved, in other words, "for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." Well, some people do not believe that we need to go by the Old Testament. Some people believe that the Old Testament should not be followed, that we should not listen to anything in the Old Testament. Well, let me say this, that the Old Testament is the Bible. The Old Testament and New Testament go hand in hand. In fact, we just read about, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered or saved." Well, isn't that odd that in Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 it says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved"? It's the same thing. We cannot take one section without the other section. The Bible is one book. We might say that it's written in such a way that the divisions take place there to make it easier for us human beings to understand what God is trying to tell us. It's His book, and He is the author. He did use godly men of old to pin down what He would have for us to read and see after it was written. A person is not saved in different ways through different dispensations. I want to stress that. Now, some of the great Bible teachers and preachers of the past and present do not believe in the term dispensation or that there is such a thing as a dispensation. Well, what has brought them to this conclusion is that they believe different dispensations would teach that a person gains salvation other than through the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this, of course, is not the case. I do not hold myself out, once again, to be a wiser or smarter Bible teacher or theologian than those I disagree with. Now, I've said this before. What I do hold myself out to be is a student of the Bible who studies and believes the Word of God, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Dispensationalism does not present a different way or means to be saved. Well, a dispensation, first of all, is not a different means of salvation. And secondly, I see that a dispensation is not a certain period of time. A dispensation does not depend on a certain period or length of time, with the exception of the tribulation period, and it'll last 7 years, and the millennial reign of Christ, which will last 1,000 years. However, periods of time are involved, since we as humans see things happening in the world in various time periods. In Revelation chapter 7 and verse 14, it says, "And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Isaiah chapter 13 and verse 9, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it." Joel chapter 1 verse 15 says, "Alas for that day, for the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come." Amos chapter 5 and verse 18, "Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord! To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light." Revelation chapter 20, verses 4 through 6, "And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast." This is during the tribulation, of course. And it goes on to say, had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years, the millennial reign, in other words. Verse 5 of Revelation 20 goes on to say, "But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished." This is the first resurrection. "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Yes, dispensations do not depend on a certain time period, but some appear in certain times. And we might say that those two, the tribulation and the 1,000-year reign of Christ, those are specifically named as time periods there. Well, something else that a dispensation is not eternity past. Eternity past is not a dispensation, because God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit was all. In other words, they were all. There were no humans on earth and so forth. There was no one except God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Therefore, eternity past was not a dispensation. Now, I've mentioned this before about in the beginning. I'm going to read this from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. It says there, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." And John 17, verse 24, this is Jesus speaking now. He says, "Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. God, glory to God, he gave his life for us. He shed his blood for us on the cross of Calvary. And this was decided before the foundation of the world. I'm going to read that again, verse 20 of 1 Peter chapter 1. Who verily was foreordained, this is Jesus who was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. We're getting close to the end. We're getting close to, when I say the end, I'm talking about when you and I, saved people, are going to go up to be with the Lord, and then things are going to quickly move from then on. It's going to be the 7-year tribulation period, and then after that, Jesus is coming back. We're coming back with him, and then the 1,000-year reign will begin. Well, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. There's only one way to be holy and blameless and before him in love, and that is to have trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior. Some try to tell you that God has chosen certain people to be saved and certain people will not be saved because he's not chosen them. Well, that is a lie from the pit of hell. He's chosen us who are saved. We're saved. He didn't choose us to be saved. He chose us to be holy and without blame before him in love. That means to have the good reputation of a saved person, to be without blame in front of this lost and dying world, that people would see the love of him through us, that we may be able to help others to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9, it says, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling? This is God, this is Jesus Christ, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. God's always had a plan, and that plan is for man to be saved, to be with him in heaven. Well, a dispensation is not eternity past, and a dispensation is not God alone. A dispensation is God, is not God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit alone, but deals with God and man. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Later on, we're going to discuss this further, what God has created man for, and how he created man. What he did in the beginning, as man was created, male and female. He didn't create someone to say, well, I'm a male today and I'm going to be a female tomorrow, or vice versa. I'm a female today, I'll be a male tomorrow. That's not the way it works. You're either born a man or a woman. You're born a male or a female. There's no deviation from that. We're going to study more about that as we go through the study of dispensations. Do you know him today as your Savior? If not, trust him. Ask him to come into your heart. If you do know him, speak up for him. Let other individuals know that Jesus loves them and that they can be saved the same way you're saved. Anybody can be saved, no matter how bad they are, how good they are, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.